the latest from podnews.net. Radio Sodoma has topped the Finnish podcast charts with the dark comedy podcast achieving 800,000 downloads in 14 days. That's not bad for a podcast in a language only spoken by 5.5 million people. The podcast was released on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. It's set in a radio station in hell and it has a jingle. Radio Sodoma. Nice. All the audio from OzPod 2019 from Melbourne in Australia is now online and downloadable. Meanwhile, PodMov Daily report that you can also stream selected sessions free from last month's NAB radio show in Dallas, Texas. Producer Lars Murray has coined a thing called a microcast, arguing that a 7 to 10 minute podcast fits nicely on a smart speaker or inside a Spotify playlist. We've got a microcast, it turns out. You're listening to it. A new audio university and community for educational podcasters and their listeners, Lyceum, was announced at the Sound Education event last week in Boston. Marco Raphorst notes that Spotify appears to be normalizing the audio level of podcasts. Meanwhile, the method YouTube uses to normalize audio for their platform appears to have changed. It now aims for minus 14 LUFS rather than the previous algorithm, which didn't apparently use LUFS at all. Wondery have appointed Ranieri & Co. to represent them in Australia and New Zealand. The company is based in Melbourne and Victoria and appears to have just launched. Also in Australia, magazine publisher Pacific has hired Alyssa Ratcliffe as their new head of audio. Ratcliffe joins from Mamma Mia. And Saturday Night Live had a sketch about podcasting over the weekend. If you're a fan of unfunny American comedy, you too can watch it on YouTube. The link is in our show notes and our newsletter today. And in podcasts, the Earbuds Podcast Collective, a listening movement that sends a themed podcast recommendation email, now has a weekly companion podcast. It's called Feedback with Earbuds. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.